Currently, 1 in 5 new mums and 1 in 10 new dads are affected by perinatal depression and anxiety, which no doubt has been exacerbated by this year's pandemic and lockdowns. With Perinatal Mental Health Week just around the corner, the New South Wales government has funded a pilot program which provides 24/7 support through an app. The app launched yesterday and is created in collaboration with Gidget Foundation Australia and Sonda. We are joined now by Arabella Gibson, the CEO of Gidget Foundation Australia, to find out more about this new app. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, firstly, when we talk about perinatal depression and anxiety, what are the symptoms? What should people be looking out for?
Yes, look, we know that, you know, when you have a new baby, naturally there are going to be some anxieties and worries with the changes to routine and what have you. But we also know that adjusting to parenthood can be an incredibly challenging time. And so if certain symptoms continue frequently over a two-week period and last beyond that, they're affecting daily life, then we know that there might be an issue there that needs to be investigated. So things such as, you know, reduced enjoyment in the activities that you might have had before, finding it hard to concentrate or make decisions, feeling increased irritability, frustration, kind of getting angry when you may not have been before at certain things, lacking in sleep can be a huge contributing factor. Quite often we find that people just feel numb and hopeless and they feel out of control and not quite sure, you know, how to manage their feelings and their thoughts. So we know that when people start to feel like this, that, you know, it's probably best to seek help and to support each other and to look at ways that you can get the support that you need, because this illness is something that you don't need to live with. You can actually get the right help and you can go on to live a really happy, joyful and fulfilled life.
Now, this new app that was launched yesterday, how does it work and what support does it offer?
Yeah, so the Gidget Perinatal Support Centre, powered by Sonda, provides vulnerable parents with the feeling of safety and security. So essentially, we have highly trained and skilled professionals who can provide support and guidance and link them in with the services that are suited to their needs. It's a 24/7 available app. You can either phone, chat, or you can even have somebody in person with you within around 20 minutes.
Wow.
And because it's available all day and all night, you know, we know that quite often new parents can find themselves, you know, in tricky situations, feeling at breaking point outside of, you know, what can be considered normal kind of business working hours. So there's someone on the end of the phone or on the end of a chat who's available to talk at all hours of the day and night. And the app is actually free as well for all New South Wales parents. All they have to do is go on to the App Store, download Sonda and enter the code Gidget, and it's free.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's so good to hear. And it's so important to have support that's 24/7, because as you mentioned, it's not exactly an issue that is, you know, just stuck during business hours. When we talk about COVID-19, it's obviously had an impact on a lot of people, but it has had an impact on you and expectant parents a lot. Have you got any feedback about the impact on perinatal depression and anxiety?
Yeah, look, we know that 81% of new parents are feeling heightened levels of anxiety thanks to the pandemic. They're a very vulnerable group of people because, you know, obviously they're bringing a new bub into the world and they, you know, their natural first instinct is to protect the baby and to ensure kind of safety and security around them. And so we know that people are feeling those extra heightened levels of anxiety. So at the Gidget Foundation, we offer a minimum of 10 free clinical psychological sessions through our face-to-face and telehealth support services. And we know that, you know, the best advice that we can have is if people are feeling that pressure, to be kind to themselves and to ensure that they're giving themselves an opportunity for some self-care and to start talking, to use their family and friends and their partner and talk to them about how they're feeling and what they're experiencing, because that's the best way to get the support that they need.
It's so important. Now, you mentioned there some things to look out for new and expecting or expectant parents. What about the family and friends of those new and expectant parents? How can they reach out and make sure that they keep an eye out?
Yeah, look, I think the most important thing is when you're a family or a friend to ensure that you're really listening and you're hearing what's being said, because we quite often find that people, that when they are struggling, they might say some things in a certain way that will have a certain cue that you may not always pick up on it. So be careful to listen and then open up that conversation where you can, and even encourage them to go along to their GP and see their GP and get the support that they need. We know that 50% of new parents will experience adjustment disorders. And in fact, it's not just relevant to mums. We know that 1 in 10 new dads will also suffer from perinatal mental health issues. And the more support you can get, the quicker you can get into some treatment services, the better, because people don't need to go on for months and months, years and years feeling these feelings. They can and they do get better.
Beautiful. And just to confirm, you can download Sonder, the Sonder app. Is that on Apple and on Google Play as well?
Yes, it is. That's correct. So you download the app Sonder and use the keyword Gidget in the code there, and that will get you through to the app for free, and it will be available to all new parents in New South Wales, so everyone right across Sydney.
Thank you so much, Arabella, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.